drink, drunk. Is this a 7th grade English test by any chance?
Partially.
Getting worried about this, actually.
Say, when dinner's on the table and maybe you have company over and they're just standing around the table and you don't want them to stay that way, you say, go ahead.
Serve yourself.
Or
be seated, perhaps.
And that verb talking about to be seated, they went ahead and
sat themselves.
Today they
sit.
They have
sat.
And you said ask them to do what after they're seated?
Serve themselves. Serve yourself.
Or go ahead.
Start eating. Dig in.
Yeah. Or something else you might say besides serve yourself or go ahead yourself.
Help yourself?
Yeah, okay. So you'd say they went ahead and themselves.
Help themselves.
Sure. They have.
Helped.
Okay. Somebody passed you something that you weren't too particularly crazy about, what would you say?
Somebody honestly?
Serve you, sauteed asparagus, maybe.
How delicious. How wonderful. Sauteed
cow pie.
Sauteed cow pie. I don't think I'd have any, please, thank you.
Okay. What about food that's been cooked and served a second time? You say you're having
leftovers.
And the food has been
served before, it's just been warmed up.
When you eat food, you put it in your mouth and you begin to
masticate
or
chew.
Yeah. What about a dish made out of just cornmeal mixed in hot water, maybe a little salt, what would you call that? Just eat it that way.
Mush?
Yeah.
God damn.
Heard that call anything besides mush? I heard people around here call it kush.
Well, something else.
Touch. I think we talked about that last
time. Yeah. Kush.
What would you call things that, like peas, beets, and that sort of thing? They're all different kinds of
veggies.
What?
Veggies. I call them veggies. Okay. Vegetables is the normal. Vegetables.
Would it make any difference what you call them? Depending on whether you raise it at home or bought it in the store?
Well, you might call store-bought one store-bought.
What about the other?
Homegrown. Home-raised.
Okay. And a place where you might grow your own vegetables,
that's... Your garden.
Ever heard of this stuff that people used to make in these big wash pots and black kettles we mentioned last time? Maybe it was about a wash pot full. It was whole kernels of corn with the holes. Taken off, you know, we cook that one.
How many?
Yeah. Heard of anybody making it like that? You just say canned stuff.
Well, I guess you buy it in a bag, don't you?
No, no, all I've seen is...
I've never even seen the damn thing. I wonder what it looks like if I saw it.
Okay. Well, what about something related, a particularly southern food made out of ground corn, you know, a lot of people eat for breakfast. You might have it instead of hash browns.
Ground corn, people eat it for breakfast.
You know, real common.
Yeah.
And all of them just don't like it usually, or are familiar with it.
Grits! Mr. Dennis went up to North New York and asked for grits. They said, what's a grit?
Right. Right.
The singular grits. Grit!
Okay. Or another starchy food, you might have it instead of potatoes. Yeah,
you know,
it's Oriental food. Eat it with chopsticks.
Rice.
And what we were talking about today when we were tromping through the woods, and you said you might run up across a still